블럭
And welcome to the Healthy Lifestyle Show with Dr. Dio Lanier. It's Wednesday, February 25th, and I'm your host, Dr. Lanier. We air this show every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. You can listen in live, or you can listen to the show whenever it's convenient for you, as all of the shows are archived. If you'd like more information on me and the services I offer, including a button to log on to the show and to listen in, you can go to my website, which is www.drdiolanier.com. And spelled out, that's www.drdiolanier.com. We are today completing our complementary and alternative medicine series, or our CAM series. Last week, we discussed acupuncture and describe the process and the benefits of it. And today our topic is chiropractic. What is it and what are the benefits of that? So just to start right in, the word chiropractic means done by hand, and the goal of chiropractic is to use safe adjustments to correct misalignments of the spine, which will allow the body to repair and restore itself naturally. Now, chiropractic was founded as a profession in 1895, and it's really become the second largest primary healthcare field in the world, and really one of the fastest growing, and is essentially mainstream right now. It's a reason for its popularity are actually a few. First, there's been a general interest in things having to do with wellness and holistic health. Also, there's been an awareness of dangers posed by some conventional medical procedures and drugs. And last but not least, it's a very high patient satisfaction that's the hallmark of chiropractic. So it's one of the top reasons, I think, for the popularity of it. If someone is searching for a non-medical approach that respects the body's ability to heal itself, then a lot of people really feel like chiropractic is the way for them. It focuses on wellness, and also patients have recovered very well from a variety of injuries, illnesses, and other serious health problems as a result of it. So how does chiropractic work? The practice of chiropractic focuses mainly on the relationship between the actual structure of the spine and then the function coordinated by the nervous system and how that relationship preserves and restores health in general. So when there is a nerve interference that's caused by a misalignment in the spine, which is also known as a subluxation, tension and or pain can occur as a result, and then the body's defenses are diminished from that misalignment. So by adjusting the spine to remove subluxations, normal nerve function can be restored. Now, the spinal column or the backbone consists of 24 small bones called vertebrae, and it extends from the back of the skull all the way down to below the small of the back. And the vertebrae form a protective tunnel for the spinal cord to go through. And along the spinal cord, pairs of spinal nerves branch off in between the vertebrae or the backbones. And those nerves extend to every part of the body, including muscles, bones, organs, and glands. So when you have a subluxation or a misalignment, it can result in tension of the tissues of the nervous system. So nerves are how our brains communicate with the rest of our body. And so if you impede the function of them, that will really result in a diminished or distorted communication between the brain and the rest of the body. And it really can contribute to a wide variety of health problems. For instance, tension in the lower back may force a person to compensate by bending forward and, you know, hunching over, and that can interfere with movement of the ribs and restrict the functioning of the lungs. For compensatory reasons, it can cause the neck muscles to contract, which can lead to muscle spasms, headaches, strained vision, or balance or coordinated problems. So everything's interconnected, and if you fix a problem in one area with chiropractic, a lot of times that can improve difficulties that have come up or cropped up in other areas. One of the most obvious results of subluxations or adjustments subluxations or the misalignments can be a decrease in your spinal mobility, which makes sense. So if you have one of your backbones or vertebrae that are out of alignment, you're really going to see a lack of mobility in that area and sometimes even further up or further down from that area. Usually symptoms related to spinal misalignment are clear and evident and can include things like muscle spasms, pain, headaches, stiffness, or digestive difficulties. And usually if you're having things like that, it's a message that our bodies can give us to alert us that there's a problem that we really should address in one way or another. When the vertebrae are properly aligned, the spine remains mobile, and so all of the electrical impulses from the brain travel freely along the spinal cord to all of the organs, and so you have a healthy function of your body overall. When you have the subluxation in whatever area, it can impede the flow of the nerve structures, and so that is going to affect normal organ function as well. So that's the general belief behind chiropractic. And just to give you a little history on it, I always think it's pretty interesting to find out the history of how certain practices came into existence. But spinal adjustment has been practiced in every civilization from early Egyptians onward. But in 1895, Daniel David Palmer, who was a longtime student of physiology and anatomy, founded the modern-day system and theory of chiropractic. And so what happened is he encountered a janitor who had been deaf for 17 years following an injury to his upper spine. And when he was examining the janitor's spine, Palmer found a misaligned vertebrae or a subluxation that corresponded to the spot the man had injured just prior to losing his hearing. So by administering a specific thrust or adjustment to the vertebrae, Palmer restored the man's hearing. And I think that is actually very, very interesting. And I wonder how they got to the point that he was doing the adjustment in the first place, but just how you can make the adjustment and have some kind of improvement in something like hearing, I thought was a pretty interesting fact. So Palmer's philosophy of health really hinged on the idea that all living things are endowed with what he called innate intelligence. And he believed that it was this intelligence that regulates all of the vital functions of the body and that it flows through the central nervous system. Because of his belief, Palmer felt that the primary task of the chiropractor was not to treat conditions, but to remove the nerve interference that's caused by subluxations so that the innate intelligence could carry out its role in maintaining the body's health and equilibrium without being obstructed. So he felt that if you just keep the body in alignment, or realign it if there's a problem, that the body can heal and restore itself naturally. What are some of the advantages of chiropractic care? There have been numerous scientific and medical research projects that have shown that chiropractic care has several major advantages over conventional medical treatments for many patients. Not all, but many, and chiropractic is significantly safer than some conventional care. There are people that rather not take drugs or medication or have invasive procedures like back surgery, and so that this is really an ideal option for them if it works. Speaking to it working, it's been shown to be either as effective or more effective than conventional treatments for certain conditions like back pain, and it's usually less expensive than those other treatment forms. There was a study known as the MANGA report that was conducted under the Ministry of Health in Ontario, Canada, and they reviewed all of the available international evidence on the use of chiropractic for back pain. And Dr. Pran Manga, who is a PhD and he was the lead researcher on that study, concluded that, quote, many medical therapies are of questionable validity or are clearly inadequate. Chiropractic care is greatly superior to medical treatment in terms of scientific validity, safety, cost effectiveness, and patient satisfaction, end of quote. There is also another major research project that was known as the New Zealand Report that was done way back in the 70s, but it came to a similar conclusion, and it noted that modern chiropractic was soundly based and was also a valuable branch of healthcare. So all of these were the start of reinforcing the effectiveness of chiropractic and the appeal just kind of caught on fire from there, if not before. So although the overall safety of chiropractic is unquestioned, there are some medical critics that have claimed that chiropractic adjustments have been linked to strokes. The scientific evidence for that, however, indicates that there's no validity to that claim. There was a Danish researchers in a study over a 10-year period of time found only 5 cases of irreversible cerebrovascular accidents or strokes after chiropractic treatment. So based on those findings, the estimated risk of stroke was 1 stroke per 1,320,000 neck adjustments, and that actually turned out to be a very rare occurrence, but definitely something to keep in mind, and if you're thinking about having a chiropractic treatment, you might want to ask about that. With respect to cost-saving benefits, they did an analysis of insurance claim records of all things, and they compared chiropractic with conventional medical treatment in people with low back pain, and they found out that the claim records show that the mean cost of conventional medical treatment was $1,027, which was compared to a mean cost of $647 by patients who received the chiropractic care. And also, and I think it's more important, they looked and saw that chiropractic patients with low back pain required an average of 6.3 days of compensation pay due to work loss compared to 25.6 days of those who receive conventional care. So that's actually 4 times the number of days required for conventional care rather than chiropractic care when you're looking at it. And I think that's pretty important to point out, because especially if you're the one having the back pain or the problem, it might be something to check into if it's appropriate for you. In case you're just joining me, you're listening to the Healthy Lifestyle Show with Dr. Dio Lanier. Thanks so much for tuning in. We are talking about chiropractic care today. Now, what about the types of chiropractic care? All of the individual chiropractors can vary on how they view their role as healthcare providers. And since the start of chiropractic care in general, some chiropractors have made broad and substantiated claims sometimes that chiropractic could cure any number of ailments. But this idea is really different from the standard concept of correcting subluxations in order to allow the body to properly function and repair and restore itself. I think that's important to point out that while chiropractic can have a great effect on a many number of conditions, I don't think it's a cure-all for everything. And the people that felt that subluxations were the cause of all diseases. And so So I would not agree with that claim. While some doctors of chiropractic limit their practice to just finding and correcting vertebral subluxations, there are others who also use a variety of complementary treatments in conjunction with manual spinal alignment techniques. So, for example, you may go into an office and they may also offer exercise and lifestyle recommendations. They may have nutrition counseling, massage therapy. They may provide traction or extremity adjusting, as well as hot and cold packs. Some have x-ray and surface EMGs in the facility that you don't even have to go outside to get a film done. And then there are other treatment modalities that can be offered, like electrical stimulation and many others. So something to look out for when you're looking to perhaps try this. Some of the benefits of chiropractic treatment. As I mentioned, early chiropractors believed that subluxations were the cause of all diseases. But today, the profession really understands that there are so many additional factors and many factors that are associated with health and illness. So while subluxations may not be the sole cause of a given disease, they are still a major predisposing factor to some of them and may help some conditions. Chiropractic adjustments are also helpful in preventing everyday wear and tear on joints and ligaments by maintaining the proper mobility in your joints. Excuse me. It can also help decrease accumulation of scar formation and scar tissue if you have a serious injury. And what that does is help prevent later weakness and stiffness in the joints that are affected by that. During a typical chiropractic session, if there's localized areas of dysfunction that are present, so there's something that's off alignment, really you can address that issue by increasing spinal motion. And how can you do that? By a combination of touch, active motion, which is having the patient bend or stretch in a certain way, and passive movement, where the chiropractic physician will assist the patient in the movement. And doing all of those together will help to initiate a specific adjustment to that problem area. According to the American Chiropractic Association, chiropractic is also effective treatment for neck injuries and whiplash, scoliosis, which is curvature of the spine, carpal tunnel syndrome, repetitive stress disorders, certain sports injuries, especially those that limit your range of motion, and as an aid for dealing with the physiological changes experienced by women during and after pregnancy. Some other ailments that have responded well to chiropractic care include things like respiratory conditions and gastrointestinal disorders, sinusitis, bronchial asthma, heart disease, high blood pressure, and even the common cold. And actually, just a personal note, I remember when I was in a car accident and I had really severe neck pain, and it didn't start right away, but then after a while, I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm having a hard time even moving my head around. And you know, you go to the doctor to be sort of evaluated, but sometimes, and you know, I am a pediatrician, we may not have something to offer for that. And as adult doctors, sometimes if there's a problem, they may say, well, we'll do muscle relaxants. And I personally was not interested in that. So I did go to a chiropractor, and I received great relief. And so I think that each person is individual, and it's worthwhile to check it out. And, of course, check with your doctor to see about that as well, if that would be a good choice for you. Chiropractic has also been successful in treating other disturbances of the body, including peripheral joint injuries, so problems in the hands, the knees, elbows, hips, and shoulders, as well as sprains, arthritis, bursitis, and even menstrual difficulties. Research, when looking at the long-term benefits of regular chiropractic care, show that it helps to maintain the health of the body as we age, which prevents decline in how physically capable you are, especially in the elderly. So that's something good to point out. Now, what about chiropractic in children? I'm definitely interested to hear about that as a pediatrician. And with respect to correcting subluxations, they can actually be very helpful, according to many chiropractic experts, for infants and children. If you think about it, the birthing process itself, whether you are pulled out from a C-section incision or whether you're born through the actual vaginal birth canal, it really is a kind of a traumatic experience for your spinal cord, among other things, especially for the baby. So when you take that into consideration of the initial birthing experience, and then when you look at how babies grow and develop, so they have to learn to develop proper head support, they learn to sit up and crawl and walk, and during that time their spine is growing rapidly, and they can have tiny bumps and falls that can interfere with the alignment of the spine sometimes. So I always think that's important to point out. Chiropractic adjustments have been shown to be to have a positive result with many common childhood illnesses like ear infections and asthma, and I've heard of others. People have questioned if there's a benefit to bedwetting and other conditions. And personally, I know some pediatricians who are like, "No, I don't. You know, I don't think it's a good idea. They're still growing. Their spinal cords and bones are still growing, and they don't agree with it." And then some who think it's a really wonderful adjunct to a regular, or I should say, basic medical care and maintenance, and they agree with it wholeheartedly and think it's a great idea. So I think it'd be worthwhile to check if you have a child, and you'd like them to see a chiropractor. It's a good idea to consult with your pediatrician or your family doctor to see if what they think about it, and maybe they can help you find one in your area who really work with children and do a great job with children. What about chiropractic and addiction? We talked last week about how acupuncture, and specifically ear acupuncture, can help with addiction. Dr. Jay Holder, who's a medical doctor and a doctor of chiropractic in Miami, Florida, was working with the University of Miami School of Medicine and the Florida Chiropractic Society conducted the first large-scale human study to prove the effectiveness of chiropractic adjustments in dealing with chemical addiction or drug addiction. Dr. Holder's results from a triple-blind study showed that a person receiving chiropractic care is 10 times more likely to complete a drug program, and that equates to about a 97% retention rate. Now, a retention rate is how long a person stays in a treatment program, and it's really very important, because the longer that a person addicted to drugs is in a treatment center, the better the end result will be, and the more likely the person will hopefully stay off drugs for life and definitely for a longer time. So I think that's important to note. When do you see a chiropractor? When should I go? When should I check it out? According to Dr. Holder, it's essential for a person to have the spine aligned on a regular basis, just like the person would go to a dentist to have his or her teeth cleaned in order to prevent disease. And he feels that it keeps the spine free from subluxation and is the best preventative measure that a person can take against disease. It's also believed that subluxations can be caused by five factors, the first being physical, which includes trauma. I mentioned a car accident, but there are other forms of trauma. The second is mental, and things like stress. The third, genetic predisposition. The fourth, chemical, so chemical imbalance or toxicity. And the fourth being thermal, which includes extreme changes in temperature. So in terms of what's done at a chiropractic visit, a typical first visit to a chiropractor will consist of a consultation and a complete spinal exam. And most doctors will provide patient information. If you're not familiar with chiropractic care, they'll give you some information on what it's about and what conditions may be helped by it. And after they obtain your personal information and get a health history, which may include a diagram of a person, the front side and the back side, where you kind of put an X on what areas are causing you pain or discomfort or causing you a problem, then the doctor will go through a thorough chiropractic exam. The most common exam is called palpation or feeling the entire spinal region to see if there are any misalignments in the spinal column or the vertebra. And other methods or instruments may be used, including spinal X-ray, which can verify the findings from the physical exam, and it also can rule out things like cancer or other problems that may cause back pain or problems. I think that's actually something important to bring up. You definitely want to know if there's something else that can be contributing to your back pain that may be more than misalignment. So I think that's important to consider as well. After the spinal exam, the chiropractor will review their findings and recommend a course of treatment. Now, the spinal adjustment that's done is a precise and specific way to correct the subluxation or misalignment or tension or nerve interference or whatever happens to be going on. And chiropractors spend many hours of education learning how to properly diagnose and treat subluxations. And they often use different techniques and different force applications when adjusting patients throughout the course of treatment. So for the most part, they're going to use their hands to adjust you. But in other situations, there is something called the table that you're laying on, adjustment table. There may be different sections or parts of the table that can move up or down, however is needed in order to help with the adjustment that they're doing. Also, adjustments may be made while a patient or a person is sitting down as well. So it's a lot of people, especially if you're having a problem and it's bothering you, some people have really good relief after the first adjustment. Sometimes it takes a few adjustments, but I think one of the major questions that people have is, how many more adjustments do I need? And if you find that the chiropractor is not sure, don't blame them. It really is hard to predict on how many adjustments a person will require to get proper nerve flow and alignment to go back to the normal state. There are a lot of factors that can influence the length of time that's needed to continue the adjustments. One of the things is how long the nerves have been affected by the subluxation and how long you've been misaligned. Other factors are things like your lifestyle and your general fitness level. They all play a part in how many treatments you would require. Usually the chiropractic will recommend a treatment plan, and then they'll do re-evaluations after an initial period of care. So, for example, if you hurt yourself, you may need to come in for a few times the week for a little bit, and then they can spread those adjustments out as needed. So there are three levels of chiropractic care. The first is acute care. The second, restorative care, and the third is the wellness phase. During the acute level of care, the chiropractic's main objective is to reduce any stress damage to the spine and nervous system. And at that level, which is usually when you come in the first place if you're having pain or a problem or an injury, those adjustments can be, as I mentioned, as frequent as several times a week. I know when I first injured my neck, I was in the car accident. I came in three times a week, and I did it gladly at that time. I found it helpful personally. The second is the restorative phase, which begins after the spine is nearly or completely aligned, when you need to monitor to make sure that your body's holding the alignment for longer periods of time. Sometimes if you've been misaligned for a while, and you are properly aligned, your body might tend towards that misalignment again just out of a habit. But that's the time when they will realign it. And then there's the wellness phase where a patient may have periodic examinations just to adjust and make sure there aren't any new subluxations. And that's considered prevention or maintenance, part of a program that helps with that. So I hope that's very helpful information for you. If you'd like more information, you can check out the website for American Chiropractic Association at www.acatoday.com. And I just want to remind you that the information presented on this program is for education and motivation purposes only. Please consult your personal physician or other healthcare professional before starting, changing, or discontinuing any treatment. Please be sure to tune in next week when we'll talk about nutrition in the news. I look forward to speaking with you next Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And until then, remember, be healthy and God bless. Take care.